This week we talk a lot about miracles. The miracle of Yam Suf. The Torah describes Vayet Moshe et yado al hayam, vayolech Hashem et hayam, beruach kadim, azah kol halayla, vayasem et hayam lecharava, vayibak'u amayim. Rashi comments on the last two words, vayibak'u amayim, kol mayim shebaolam. All the water in the world. So look at this on two planes. Number one, where does Rashi get this from? So most of the Farshim say, once it already says, Vayasem et hayam lecharava, what's added with Vayibak'u hamayim must be that it's more water that got split. And so that's why the Farshim explain where Rashi gets this from. It's from the Midrash, Michilta to Rabbi Shmuel, that it wasn't just the water in front of them, but it was also all the water in the world. What does this mean, all the water in the world? So many times in children's books, you see it depicted as, you know, a person has a cup of water at the time. So that cup of water, half of the water went to one side, and half of the water went to the other. I think the simplest way to read Rashi is not that way, that it really refers to bodies of water, like large bodies of water. This is what happened not only in the Yam Suf, whether it's the Sea of Reeds or wherever it is, but also in all other large bodies of water. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that every single cup of water split itself. In fact, some of the later Mefarshim, they explain that when it says B'kol HaOlam, it doesn't even mean the entirety of the world, like you know, including Australia or China or New York or wherever. It just means in the local area, in that entire area of the Middle East, let's say, in all those areas, the water split. What would be the value of that happening? So some explain that perhaps it's to spread the word that something was happening at that moment. You know, if you weren't exactly over there, if you weren't an Egyptian or part of Bnei Israel, you wouldn't have known that something special had happened. And Hashem did want everybody to be talking at that moment about what was going on in that area. Yom Tov.